It's a bright and sunny Saturday at Pat's Lake, about 11 miles south of Wrangell. Two tiny boys, both wearing sunglasses, baseball caps, brightly colored swim shorts, and blue Crocs sandals, throw rocks into the water.
What hand are you gonna get? Yeah, a dirty one. Throw it in.
3.5-year-old River Padilla and 1.5-year-old Corvid Delabru wait for River's dad to prepare a miniature orange fishing rod.
So awkward to cast this little thing.
It's all on the wrist.
Okay, let's watch
it. It cast well, like, overhead.
There's already a bug. Reel it in.
A few recasts, and River catches a small silver fish. It's about 6 inches. Could be a hooligan.
River, you got it. River, fish.
Pull it in, River. You got him.
You got it.
His dad rubs it gently to get it moving again and throws it back.
Whoa, good job, River.
I was catching that one.
Wrangell's family fishing day is off to a strong start. Across the gravel road, a trio of tents welcome newcomers to the event. Shirley Wimberly sits in one camp chair with a foot propped up in another, trying to get consent forms from parents and signups from kids. They're giving out prizes every half hour, she says.
It's a nice day, it's a beautiful day, but a perfect day for this event is actually when it is partly cloudy.
Wimberly says she's been involved with the Pat's Lake event since it started about a decade ago.
Originally it was the Boy Scouts and the Keen Sportsmen's and the fishing game. And we did it for several years. And then the Boy Scout troop kind of faded away, but I just kept helping.
Now, Family Fishing Day is run by the Wrangell Ranger District Office of the U.S. Forest Service, with help from the Stikeen Sportsmen Association and the local tribe's Indian General Assistance Program. Organizer Corey Delabru also works as an interpretive ranger for the Forest Service.
I think I had been working with them, doing that t-shirt station for my original contribution, but I didn't want to see Fishing Day kind of peter out, so it was like, we can take it over.
She gestures to one of the nearby tents. Next to Wimberly, a few blue-shirted Student Conservation Association interns stand in front of trays of paint. Lola Pacayo holds up a brown rubber casting of a sole.
Do you want to make this fish?
Yeah,
this one, okay.
This one, great. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's another fish-themed activity.
We're making fish shirts for all the children who want them, which so far has been 3 of them, which is very exciting.
Forest Service employees and local tackle shop volunteers are also on hand to teach fly and reel casting. And there's lunch, hot dogs, chips, regular picnic fare. Back at the sloping gravel boat launch, middle schooler Jake Schmidt says he just arrived from California. He's here to visit his grandpa and came straight to Family Fishing Day.
My favorite thing to do here is fishing.
He says he usually fishes off the docks in town. Here at the Pat's Lake boat launch, he isn't having much luck.
A big one just stole my bait. It was right over there.
Middle schooler Peter Hauser comes clomping back through the grass towards the boat launch.
It's so stinky, dude.
It's a wrench.
Careful.
I fell in a hole over there.
Oh, no.
He's also been given the slip by a wily fish.
I caught a little fish over there, but it got all.
Delabru says about 30 kids showed up to fish around the lake. That's about average, which is impressive considering the family fishing day was competing with stunning weather that drew many families up the Stikeen River to enjoy the sun.
You got a fish!
Reel it in?
A big one!
In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.